So, all right. So you got it back up and running, and by the 30th?
Yeah, the first day we got steam up. They probably, well, we all stood down the first. I've got a picture. It's not that one. No, I've got the original picture of all of us standing out here.
Yep.
And the captain gave us an overall message for the future. You know, about doing this. He said, "Now we're going to blow the whistle." He blew the whistle. The whistle, that's not the original one. The original one was gone. We had to go to another fleet and find them similar to fit. A lot of stuff was missing.
Yeah.
But we brought from the fleet angle irons, angle valves and everything.
So you were able to replace parts that were missing with other comparable parts from the fleet,
yeah.
Reserve fleet.
What we thought we'd need here. A lot of things I went down the fleet for, just with another guy and myself, we went down there privately. They needed handholds. Handholds, I can show you what they are. They're in the boiler room. In the boilers, when they open the doors, the pipe turns and goes back again.
Yeah.
You can take all that off because it's bolted on there. Some of those wear out, and they need new ones. There were no liberties down there for us to get them off. But there were British ships down there with the same bombs.
Mm-hmm.
We could open the doors and we could take their handholds off. They were the same.
Mm-hmm.
So we got about 100 handholds off there. Things like that.
So it's kind of like a junkyard.
Hmm?
It's kind of like a junkyard.
Yeah.
But
we really strapped that ship of anything that's possible. The fresh water maker, this ship runs on fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
Same as the ships in the Great Lakes. They maybe could not run off seawater.
Yeah.
You know, or vice versa, they could not come out here. You know, stuff like that. So we thought to get the fresh water maker. The ship can carry a certain amount of water, but if there's trouble, you'd have to make your own. So every day the water is checked on here as it comes out of the anywhere that makes steam. Even the radiators here have return lines. I don't think they work very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's too much leakage. Every time you leak steam, you're losing chemical from makeup water. The makeup water has to be pure.
Hmm.
So we did stuff like that.
So what was it like when it was finally back up, the engines running, and everything's ready to go?
They ran fine. In fact, one time we had a problem with leaks in the boiler. All the time, we had to have a guy come on board here and shut the boilers down, which we did. They weren't running. We'd show them where the leak was. The leak. But it seemed like we had leaks all the time.
Yeah.
But after a while, Cookie, he's gone now. He got tired. He said, "Let's go and dry dock. Let's do a lot of pipes
yeah.
in the areas where they're going up the most." And he was right.
So they fixed it up and dried up.
Fixed it up, and we've had one or two since, but not like before.
Right.
And that's because I guess the bottom of the boiler. You should really not shut the boiler down. If it gets air in there. That makes the rust.
Mm-hmm.
It's trapped in there. But we've had troubles since, but not as much. But that's it with the steam.
Mm-hmm.
It's steel and steel rust.